Well, we made it. We're at the airport and we're probably only 5 feet from the gate. We passed through security in about 5 minutes. It was pretty incredible. Phil didn't even get searched, though his bag did get a good proper look twice because of the amount of cables and crap hanging off it. I'm going to get him some stickers for his luggage, special ones just for Phil, that say, "This is not a bomb." And we'll put it on everything. And then that should speed things up. Should make things pass through much quicker. Whilst inside, we changed some money back into British Wedge. We grabbed a bite to eat. I had a nice tea. And we watched people drink beer from large vases, or vases, depending on where you're from. The airport is full of musicians and Hell's Angels. Oh, they're not far away from me. And Hell's Angels. And, yes, even Hell's Angels go on holiday, not on their bikes. It's a sunny day outside, and we're looking at the bags being taken to Ryanair and violently thrown on. We're hand luggage, which is great, because we'll be straight out the airport the other side. And hopefully, thanks to Phil's foresightedness, the car will be moved to somewhere easy for us to get to. We had valet parking on the way, which was a right novelty. You literally get out of the car at the airport door and some guy... some guy wearing a football shirt drives it off somewhere. So I hope he was the valet guy. He said he was. I don't know how much extra it is for priority, but we've just looked at a very long snaking queue going down the stairs and just jumped in the elevator, actually, and bypassed the whole queue, feeling really cheeky. Phil laughed really loudly as the doors closed. I kind of made taking the mickey out of the queue, and then the doors opened again and stood there looking a bit of a plonker. How I laughed. And then when we got to the bottom, there's a little lady with a priority sign saying, "Come through." And we have. And we're here. And we've got very fond memories of Denmark. I'm looking forward to getting back to the UK, though, because I've got a hell of a lot to do. I'll be driving 3 hours after Phil drops me off at home up to York. Doing Ambition tomorrow in York, and then shift happens the day afterwards to then head back down to sunny Northamptonshire, all going well, and then a couple of appointments in London at the end of the week. So I don't know what Phil's up to. Phil is plotting in his mind all the graft he's doing for the rest of the week. Amplified on Tuesday. Whereabouts is that?
Birmingham.
Nice. Lovely. So yeah, it's all go. All the people are coming off Ryanair. They look skint and disappointed that their £2 lottery scratch cards haven't paid off. And yeah, and luckily we know that they're in for a good time, because Denmark has been a good time. We wish we could report everything that we got up to, but we don't want to get arrested before we get home. So. Thanks for checking out all of our audio stuff and all of our little video bits and our tweets. There'll be more stuff going online later on when we get a chance to mess with our HD. More later. Bye-bye.